I'd like to thank Aaron K for sponsoring this week's Torah content. June is less than a month away, which means that I'll soon be transitioning into summer writing mode, with more Substack articles and fewer recorded shiurim. The bulk of these articles will remain free. However, if you would like to support my Torah and access additional spicy written content, consider becoming a paid subscriber by going to rabbischneiwes.substack.com.
Okay, so we read about Hanukkah yesterday, okay? And the Rambam in Halacha Gimel and Perek Gimel says, let's just read about the Tekana again. Umipnei zeh, because of this, meaning because of the war and the oil thing, hiskinu chachamim shavoso hador, the chachamim in that generation decree or enacted, sheyihiyu shmonos hayamim ha'elu shetchilasam milei lechamish esrim v'kislev yimei simcha v'halal, that the 8 days beginning from the night of the 25th of Kislev should be days of Simcha and Halal. Okay. Umadlikin bahen haneros be'erev al piskei habatim b'chol laila v'laila mishmonos halelos, and that we should light candles in the evening on the entrances of the houses on each and every night of the 8 nights. Now, just as a PSA. So, you know, there's mistakes in the Defus, right? There's, you know, and then the bad editions of the Rambam. Sometimes the mistakes are clearly like scribal errors, but sometimes they just make stuff up and add it. Okay, so this is an example. In the Defus Rambams, it says, you light the candles at night on each of the 8 nights, laharos ulagalos hanes, to demonstrate and reveal the miracle. Okay, and that's just something that is not written in any of the manuscripts of the Rambam. So I've heard, unfortunately, not that it's like, obviously the idea is true, but I've heard shirim that like make the ikkar of their shir into that line from the Rambam, and the Rambam just never wrote that line, you know? So it's not like it was on an old edition of the Rambam that he just, you know, erased, but whatever. Okay. And then he says, Yom Elohim HaNikraim Chanukah, these days are called Chanukah, V'hin Asurin B'sefet V'tanis Kimiya Purim, and they are prohibited to eulogize and have fasting on, like the days of Purim, V'hadlakos Oneros B'han Mitzvah Midivir Sofrim K'kriyas Megillah, and lighting candles on them is a rabbinic mitzvah like the reading of the Megillah. Okay, so you probably already have heard this idea, but what is the main mitzvah of Chanukah? Halal. Okay, right, which is going to be the presuming Nisa thing, right? So it's clear from it's somewhat clear from the Rambam. Okay, because he says that they decreed that they should be Yemei Simcha V'Halal, and then afterwards he mentions the candles. Okay, but what other indications are there that Halal is the main mitzvah? Not just from the Rambam, but just from what you know.
We say
for Halal. We do. Yeah, Yosef.
It's in fact itself a derisic concept, as in there. As in, like, it's not a rabbinic invention. It's a there is a concept, and you presume that things that are like built into the Torah at some level have more importance than things that are made up.
That's a good indication. And in fact, there's arguably it's not even a deoraisa. It's not just a deoraisa concept. It's actually a mitzvah deoraisa in Korban Pesach. At least I don't know about according to our Rishonim, but like that the Korban Pesach requires halal, you know, and that's not obviously not David and Melech's tillim, but yeah, but that there's a kiyum del raisa of halal. Yeah, Chaim.
Also, I mean, the Gemara that spells out the things that we say.
Oh, well, different Gemara. Yeah, go ahead. You might be making a good point anyway.
I think that if I remember correctly, the Gemara that spells out the days where we say halal, does it say?
I mean, I would hope it says Hanukkah.
I think it says Hanukkah.
I would hope so, yeah. Okay. Right, but that just is going to put it on par with the other things, right. So one raya from the Rambam is, what does the rest of the parak talk about? The whole rest of the parak Gimel is about halal, okay? And then parak Dala talks about the Neros, right? And not only does that show that, so again, these are not hard rayas, but like, when he's describing the Tekana, he puts the Yemei Simcha V'Halal first. Then he says, and we light candles, okay? But then the whole first parak is devoted to the Halal, and then the candles come next. And not only that, but where else could the Rambam have codified Halal, like in the Mishneh Torah?
Tefillah,
right? That would be one good place.
Or somewhere in
This is where he talks about halal in general. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I should have made that clear. Yeah, no. So he could have put it in like in Zmanim.
This is Zmanim, right?
Right, but he could put it, let's say, like by Yom Tov. Yeah. He could have put it by, you know, by, for all we know, by Sukkah, the Lulav, because we say halal on every day of Sukkot, but we don't do it on, you know, he could have put it in a number of other places. He puts it in Hilchos Chanukah, okay? But then perhaps the greatest raya is the Gemara, which we, did we read the Gemara about Maya Chanukah? I know we referenced it, but did we read the whole thing? Let's read it anyway. Maya Chanukah, what is Chanukah? The Tanur Rabbanan, it was taught in a Braisa. This is on Shabbos, Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis. B'Chaf Hei B'Kislev, you made the Chanukah T'manya Inun. The Lo L'Mis Be B'Hon, the Lo L'Hizanus B'Hon. So the, on the 25th of Kislev, the days of Chanukah are eight that you should not eulogize on, or no, you should fast on them. Shekshenichnesu Yivanim L'Heichal, when the Greeks went to the Heichal, Timu Kol Ashmanim Shebeheichal, they impurified all the oils in the Heichal. U'Kishe Gavra, Malchus Beis Chashmanai V'Nitzchum, and when the house, the Malchus of Beis Chashmanai defeated them, they only found one jug of oil that was with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, and they could only light one for one yom. A miracle was done, and they lived from it for 8 days. The next year, they established them and made them into yomim tovim with challah and hoda'a.
Right. Nothing about being established
of Neros. Nothing about Neros. Okay, right. So the Braisa, which is the source, and this is the source of Chanukah in terms of like the main. There's no Mishnah about Chanukah that has the mitzvos in it. So this is the thing. And Rashi there says, you may halal the hoda'a, lo shasurim b'malacha, not that they're asur b'malacha, shalom nikbu'u, ela likros halal, v'lomar anisim b'hoda'a. That the reason why the days were established is to read halal and to say al-hanisim in hoda'a, which is in modim and in birkas mazon, right? So sounds like the essence of the day is halal. And then what I was trying to find, so there's somewhere I know that it's written up, and I think it's by Rav Schechter, that the Rav said something, which is one of these things that like I would never dare to say without evidence, especially because this is somewhat contingent on history. The Rav said that they weren't masaking the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah until after Churban Bayis Sheni. Okay. In other words, that for the whole 206 years, from the establishment of the holiday of Hanukkah until Churban Bayis Sheni, it was just halal and hoda'a, no mitzvah of Neros whatsoever. Now, before I call on Yosef, conceptually, there's a very good reason for that. They had the menorah, right? In other words, the whole thing of our Neros is to remind us of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they had the actual menorah, you know? So there would be no, it would stand to reason that they wouldn't be misalking it. So I asked around online for anyone who can find this written in the Rav. I got a lot of people saying that they heard it from their Rav, heard it from the Rav Baal Peh, but I haven't seen it in writing. And then I've been asking around if anyone has any actual evidence, like from history. So he does mention, not he, Josephus does not mention candles, even though he calls it Festival of Lights. But he doesn't mention anything about lighting candles, so that would take it or leave it. Yeah, Yosef, what were you going to say?
Behold, the Chavi argued about how to light candles.
Right, but when were they, though? When were Beis Hillel and Beis
Shammai? Wasn't Shammai the word advice that they more or less stopped with the, well, there was a Baal's Kol, they just sort of all wrapped up and just really stopped playing after Kol and Bias? Wasn't that after Kol?
Maybe I just don't know when like
they were definitely
after, yeah, Beis Hillel. Let's just say Beis Hillel. Not congregation Beis Hillel. House of Hillel and Shammai were in the first century CE. Okay, so around a little after that. Yeah. So I don't know when this machlokus occurred. I'm not sure. Oh, that's right. Hill and Shammai were first century. I don't even know how long Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai lasted. I have no idea. Yeah. So, sorry, Ian. Okay. So that's just some background about the Tekana of Chanukah. Okay. But here's the theory. Okay. The theory. So this is, I don't know what question I'm answering. It's just a pattern I noticed. And this is also methodology in the Rambam, which is that, you know, the Rambam is assuming that you're learning the whole book, and he is, even though he borrows, you know, quotations from the main sources of Torah Shebaal Peh, he definitely formulates stuff in his own way. So whenever you see linguistic parallels in the Mishnah Torah, then that should be noted. Okay, so you have here, I'm going to highlight several things here, okay? We have here, I'm going to literally highlight, B'vai Sheni Kishamalchu Yavan, okay, when during the second Beis HaMikdash when Greece ruled, Gazru Gzeros Yisrael Ubitlu Datam V'lo Hinichu Osam Lasuk Batorah Mitzvos. Okay, so they didn't allow them. Oh no, I hate it when it does this. I gotta make it smaller. For some reason, it only does that when I make it too big. and they abolished their religion and they didn't allow them to be involved in Torah and mitzvos. Okay. Okay, and then they abused their money and their women, et cetera, et cetera. Ad shirichem alein elokei avosenu v'hoshiyam yadam. So then God saved us. Okay, so there's that. The gavur b'nei chashmonayim hakohanim hagdolim v'hoshiyam yisrael yadam v'hem midu melech mina kohanim. And then v'chazra machus l'Yisrael yeser al masayim shana ad chorban hasheni. Okay, so I was reading this one year and I noticed, you have an evil machus that doesn't let them be involved in Torah mitzvos, then God saves us and the Malchus comes back to Israel. What is that reminiscent of?
Not Purim.
That didn't happen in Purim.
You Malchus.
Please,
nope.
Come back to
Israel. I'll give you a hint. The hint's going to give it away. Wait, what did you say?
No.
I'll give you a hint. It might not be in the past.
Mashiach.
Okay, right. So if you look at the way the Rambam talks about, if you look at the way the Rambam talks about Mashiach. Okay, in the first time he mentions Mashiach, which is in Hilchos Tshuva, chapter 9. Okay, so he talks about how the bracha we did this in Tefillah 2 weeks ago, right? The brachas on the Klalos, throughout the Torah are there to facilitate our involvement in Torah. Then he says, so that's why all of the Klal Yisrael, the Nevi'im and the Chachamim, desire the Yimos Mashiach. So that they would gain reprieve from an evil Machus that doesn't let Klal Yisrael be involved in Torah and Mitzvos properly. And they will find tranquility so that they can increase in Chachma. In those days, then the knowledge and chachma and truth will become abundant. Shnemar, as it says, ki malah haaretz de'a eser Hashem, the entire earth will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. Shnemar v'lo yilamdu od ish es re'ehu, and no man will teach his fellow war. I think the rest of the pasuk says. Shnemar v'hasirosi es leiv ha'evin mi'besarchem. It says, I will remove the stone heart from your flesh. Mipnesha osan hamelech she'yamon mizera David. So because that king who will arise from the house of David will be a Baal Chachma Yeser Mishlomo, will be a wiser than Shlomo, the Navi Godohu Karov mi Moshe Rabbeinu, and he'll be a Navi that's close to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, that's another Rama Machlokas. Rabbah holds that he's going to be a greater Navi than Moshe Rabbeinu because he holds that the miracle of Tchias Amesim is greater than any of the miracles of Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
And he holds that Mashiach is going to facilitate that?
The timing of Tchias Mesim according to the Rambam is not specified. Yeah, right. I don't remember the Rabbah sheet about the timing. I think he holds that. I can't remember. Ulefikach yilamed kol ha'am v'yore osam derech Hashem, and therefore they will teach the entire people and instruct them in derech Hashem. Yavo kol ha'goyim l'shamo, and all the nations will come to listen. I know the Rabbah holds that the Tchias Mesim is going to be part of what changes all people to acknowledge Hashem, that everyone's going to see it's undeniable. Shnemar v'haya ba'achris hayamim, nachun yihi har beis Hashem b'rosh ha'harim, that in the end of days, then the beis Hashem will be firmly on the mountain, on the top of the mountains. V'sofasach ha'kulo, hatova ha'achrona, she'in la hefzeik v'lo giran, and the ultimate good, which is does not cease and is no diminishment, hi chayalam haba, is the life in the world to come. But Yimos HaMashiach is this world, olam kamin haga holech, and the world operates according to its pattern, meaning everything's according to the laws of nature, except it's amazing. El Hashem Malchus tachzor l'Israel, but the Malchus will return to Israel. The Chachamim said the only difference between this world and Yimos HaMashiach is the subjugation to the foreign kingships. So my understanding of like what the significance of Hanukkah is Hanukkah is the Purim was a geula that exemplified that led to like Kabbalas HaTorah Me'ahava, right? Like that's the Chazal about how God held the mountain over them, and then it wasn't until you made Mordechai of Esther that they accepted it out of love. Rebbe has a lot of shirim on that. In contrast, Hanukkah I hold is the paradigmatic Teshuva. It's the paradigmatic salvation, because it mirrors what the ultimate salvation is going to be, which is evil Malchus not letting us be involved in Avodas Hashem. God saves us, and then the Malchus Yisrael returns. In the time of Hanukkah, it was incomplete, but in the time of Hamelach Mashiach, then it's going to be complete. And that, I think that's also why there is a, you know, that's a basis for the minhag of singing Malos Tzur, because Malos Tzur talks about the subjugations of the evil Malchios, and then puts Hanukkah in there also, and then talks about the ultimate restoration of Malchus Yisrael in the future. And the Hala, and then if you take this and you combine this with a shir in the Kuntres, let me just see if I can find. Can you just grab me a Rambam sitter? It's just easier. It's much easier to find it there. Down, sitter Rambam. Yeah, thank you. So the Rambams, thank you. So the Kuntres has a shir on Hala, which I haven't been through in many years, but he points out his theory is that the theme of Hala is the political order of Malchus Hashem. That's what it's about. It's about the transition from, you know, Beis Yisrael in Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim all the way to the culmination, which is in Yemos Mashiach. And the Rambam's bracha of Hallel, this is not our bracha of Hallel, but the Rambam's bracha of Hallel concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem Hakel HaMelech HaMahulo HaMashubach HaMeforachai V'Kayam Tamid Yimloch L'Olam V'Ed. That the theme of the bracha is Malchus Hashem. You know, so it is fitting that the Malchus and Hoda, sorry, the Hallel and Hoda'ah are the main themes of Hallel. And then the only reason we care about who cares about the nace of the Shaman? I know there's a lot of answers given on this, but what's your impression? I mean, yeah, it's cool and all, but like, it was, strictly speaking, also, it's not necessary, because they should be putter from, you know, lighting the menorah if, like, you know, like there may times in Jewish history, in fact, arguably all other times in Jewish history, God doesn't do miracles to help us keep mitzvos, right? I mean, like most, like the Rambam says in the Yisodei Torah that all the miracles in the Midbar were done for a practical need. And what's the reason why the Jews didn't do Mila in the entire Midbar? Because Sakana. Shouldn't God help them all do Bris Mila? No, I mean, he's not going to do that, you know? So like, in generally speaking, we don't have God doing miracles to facilitate a Asiyas HaMitzvos. Yeah.
So you could say maybe Menorah is a little different, just in the fact that it's a constant.
Okay.
Always.
Okay.
And like, I mean, the way like...
I mean, so is the Korban Tamid, but God let that go. It's called the Korban Tamid. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Something about it. Yeah. I mean, in order to... And they were supposed to basically couldn't go out, right?
They couldn't...
Well, it did. For like,
yeah, it did. It did go out, and they would relight it. I mean, that was part of the mitzvah.
Well,
what? Oh, I mean, there's a Gemara about it.
But it's...
What would you be spoiling?
Like go over here for the next couple weeks.
Oh, fine. Possibly. Okay. Fine. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Yosef and then Oren. Yeah.
What about Hashem laying the Mizbeach?
Right, but that was something that he did. That's not necessary for the Asiyas HaMitzvah. In fact, in Bais Sheni, he didn't do that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oren.
I don't know where I've heard this from, but I've heard that part of the idea of the nace is that without it, there's kind of a hava mina that the whole, you know, rebellion situation was, you know, a big mistake. But this is sort of like God's seal of approval.
Okay. That's my personal theory. Again, I know there's a lot of theories, is that there's really two things. First of all, the more I learn about the history of the whole, you know, Chashmonaim war and stuff like that, it was... At the time, you could imagine it being very unclear what was good and what was bad. And also we have the uncomfortable fact that Kohanim took the kingship, right? And Kohanim are not supposed to be kings, you know? And so the question, and yet it was a very miraculous type of victory, but it wasn't open miracles. So there's a question of, so to speak, like Orin saying, like Havmina, a question of like, does this have the stamp of divine approval? And my understanding is that the nace in the, with the Shemin was that sign that the Shekhinah is still with Klal Yisrael. Ah, I like the Kohen Gadol stamp. Yeah, the that it's a sign of approval that God endorsed, or it was still, forget endorsing, that God, the Shekhinah is still with Klal Yisrael, you know, despite all of this stuff. And remember, you got to remember, the miracles that went on in Bayis Rishon were not in Bayis Sheni. Right. So like having miracles in Bayis Sheni was not a thing that was to be expected. So I think that is even more significant for that. Yeah, Yosef?
It says that... there's a miracle that space-time would stretch when the Jews would bow.
There is a Mishnah that says that there was room for them to bow. And an the common interpretation is that space-time would stretch, but the Rambam doesn't take it that way. Yeah.
I was remembering this also.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like something about rain? It's never raining like over the Mizbeach, or just walking down town.
I don't know about that. I know that there's the thing about the wind never dispersed the column. Yeah, I mean, there's the Asar and Nisim were done in the base of Mikdash, and that is a Mishnah that lists them. That was all by Rishon.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's just something to think about for Hanukkah. And if you can find evidence or refutations or developments of the theory along Hanukkah, that'd be nice, because this is, again, it's just like my little pet project that, the more insights I find. Like, for example, didn't we see, Yosef, in the thing that we were doing, didn't someone say that there is a kium of singing Hanukkah songs?
Yeah,
which is let me just look for it here. I think we found was it in Megillus Tynus? The tour, the Mordechai. Oh yeah, it's in the Ramah. Okay, the Darchei Moshe in Or HaChaim. So this is the Ramah, but in his commentary on the tour says so we're dealing with the question of whether there's a chiyuv of mishteh and simcha on Hanukkah, but the jury's out on that right now. But then the Ramah says, which I don't know what that is. Su'udas Hanukkah rishus. Okay, it's optional to do su'udas Hanukkah. V'lchein nogin lomar mizmorim l'harbos bo shvachos k'dei sh'yehe su'udas mitzvah. So that there is a minhag from the Sefer, the Hagas minhagim, whatever that is, to sing Zmiros. Yeah, that's the Lashon of Lomar. Yeah, I mean, not to recite, to say Shvachos of God at the Suda, to make it a Suda's mitzvah, which is its own question about what that exactly means. But yeah, okay, so that's that. yeah, that would be appropriate song, yeah. Yeah, sure, why not? Just wait till I'm gone now. Okay, all right.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.